Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings reputation.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Manchu is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. Alright, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete is a combination grass seed, mulch, and fertilizer that repairs bare spots fast. For 65 years, you've counted on Pennington to work. Count on it to work for her big day. Pennington One Step Complete, honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
For guides to family fun and activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got great tips and advice on where to go with your kids and your pets, too. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. Get ready to take the whole family out on the town.
Aw, that's a good boy. Good boy.
CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. Your love for them may rival the love you have for your uncle or even a cheeseburger.
Yeah!
CBS Chicago understands and shares that love. So stroll down the internet to CBSChicago.com and click on the sports tab. You'll go straight to Sports Nirvana. There's in-depth analysis and opinions from local writers, reporters, and radio personalities that know your team's the best. So come on down. It's way better than working. CBSChicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Live from the grand opening of New Golfsmith, 627 Roosevelt Road here in the Loop. New 2015 golf clubs are now available here. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Utica in game two of the first round of the playoffs tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. Chris Sale neither confirmed nor denied the Bruce Levine report that Sale went to the Royals clubhouse yesterday after being ejected, looking to confront Royals starter Yordano Ventura. They were two of five players ejected after that bench-clearing brawl broke out last night from U.S. Cellular Field. Adam Eaton was one of the igniters of that brawl. He's going to lead off and play center today against the Royals. Adam LaRoche is the DH for the White Sox. Gordon Beckham will be at third. Jose Quintana faces Danny Duffy. Chris Bryant is at third today for the Cubs. He's batting fourth. Dexter Fowler's in center. And leading off, Cubs ace John Lester and Reds starter Mike Leake faced each other on April 13th. Each got the no decision in an eventual Reds win. Tonight they face again. First pitch at 6:10. Got a full slate of MLB action tonight as well. It'll be Scott Darling for Game 6 tomorrow from the United Center. Head coach Joel Quenneville would not address the net situation if there is a Game 7. Puck drops for Game 6 tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Preds captain Shea Weber is out the rest of the series with a lower body injury he suffered in Game 2. Blackhawks lead this series 3-2. NHL playoff action tonight on the air. Rangers look to eliminate the Penguins from New York in Game 5. Montreal looks to do the same to Ottawa. And St. Louis and Minnesota face off tied at 2 apiece in the series. Doug McDermott told reporters his father did not contact the Bulls. That was a few months back, remember, complaining about playing time. That was the report, saying, quote, "My dad would never do that. He's a coach. He has to deal with parents all the time." Meanwhile, Bulls lead the Bucks 3-0 in the series. They get sweep tomorrow afternoon. Tip at 4:30 from the BMO Harris-Bradley Center. Fox Sports reports recently suspended Cowboy defensive end Greg Hardy was involved in a verbal altercation with defensive end Devon Coleman during the team's conditioning session. Had to be separated. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big in Wilmette. Stop by that Little Mexican Cafe in Chicago next Friday to kick off your Cinco de Mayo for the Southsider pregame from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. following the game as well. Enter for your chance to win great prizes presented by Cabrito Tequila. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score tonight, 6:35 pregame. White Sox and Royals on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And now, Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein present Who's Your Guy?
My guy's a quarterback and a good dude, Marcus Mariota.
Hey guys, it's Matt Downtown. Here's my guy, Alexander Marpet from Division III Hobart.
My guy is offensive tackle Rob Haberstein from Wisconsin.
My guy is Iowa Hawkeye offensive lineman Brandon Scherf.
My guy is Jake Ryan, linebacker from Michigan.
Who is your guy?
Jalen Strong, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Danny Shelton, defensive tackle, Washington.
My guy is Brandon Bridge, quarterback, South Alabama.
UCLA quarterback, Brett Hundley.
Garrett Grayson, quarterback, Colorado State.
Northern Iowa running back, David Johnson.
Kevin Smith, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Michigan wide receiver slash tight end, Devin Funchess.
My guy is running back, TJ Yeldon, from the University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, roll.
Tell me, who are you?
You know the drill. We go through a lot of names. We get a lot of reports done. That way, when somebody's called a week from whenever one of these days are, there's like 4 days of it now.
The draft? The 30th. It starts the 30th.
So it goes for a month.
Thursday.
Right?
And then it goes through Sunday. Saturday. Sunday.
Let's get started, shall we, with George in Park Ridge.
I'll be in draft town, so I don't care.
On the score. In Chi-Town. Also, hey, George, who's your guy?
My guy is Florida State defensive end Mario Edwards Jr.
Mario Edwards. He is listed as a 3-technique, 5-technique, 6'2 and 5/8, 279 pounds. Here are his strengths.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Big, strong, and powerful enough to stack the corner in an odd front. Maybe it's just odd. Locates the ball quickly, will play off blocks and make plays at him, can drive single blocks deep into the backfield and collapse the pocket. Good bull strength to press off blockers and anchor, can work half a man and take an edge from the inside. Quick off the ball, disruptive, flushing the quarterback from the pocket. Here are his weaknesses.
It's slim pickings for your staff.
Yeehaw. Has a smooth, muscled body and does not look the part. Weight has fluctuated, plays too upright, cut too easy, can do a better job protecting his legs. Limited pass rush skill as a base end, cannot win with speed or quickness, does not make many plays. That's kind of bad. Effort is up and down, will play down to the level of the competition, must prove more motivated. They summarize him by saying he's a classic underachiever, more ideally suited for a role on the inside, slanting, stunting, and playing in gaps than stacking the corner and playing square, as he was asked to do in 2014. Has some similarity to Packers' 2013 first-round pick Dayton Jones, or Datone Jones. Has boom or bust potential, will not be able to get away with coasting in the pros, must ratchet up the intensity to realize his potential. Still, all that said, Mario Edwards of Florida State is a projected top 40 pick.
I love the emailer from yesterday talking about the hyperbole, because that's me. Every time, every year we do this,
ooh,
like, oh my God, this guy's going to be amazing. And then I'm like,
Oh, he sounds terrible. Like, why would you even pick this guy?
In Elk Grove.
But I'm an idiot, so it doesn't matter.
Dan, he's on the score.
Hi, Dan.
Who's your guy, Dan?
My guy is David Cobb, running back from the U of Minnesota.
Minnesota isn't the U.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's the new U.
It's not.
The new U.
David Cobb, running back, 5'10 and 7/8, 229 pounds. Strengths?
Dick Pope.
I love that. Excellent size, thick musculature, well-distributed mass. Can make NFL runs in tight quarters.
Can he be an intern for us?
In tight pants. Who?
Dick Poop?
I think he has been.
Dick Poop. Dick Pope.
Yeah, him too. Squares his shoulders, goes downhill, finishes runs, fluid stride, easy running style, shifts his weight seamlessly for a big back, good vision to pick and slide, can make subtle moves, shows a strong second surge and natural run instinct at the second level, fine contact balance, good durability, caught the ball, blocked well at the Senior Bowl, strong support system, has learned what it means to take more accountability, emotional leader. Weaknesses.
Oh, boy.
Lacks suddenness and burst, only shows one gear. Not explosive on contact, takes time to get rolling, easily tracked behind the line of scrimmage, not a punishing runner, uses a lot of finesse for a big back. Average speed to the perimeter, could improve awareness and pass protection and do a better job selling routes. Only a 1.5-year starter, was shut down against TCU. In sum, a finesse, smooth-striding big back who blossomed as a senior despite running behind a meager offensive line. Is at his best when he has some space to operate. Has drawn comparisons to Le'Veon Bell and Jeremy Hill, motivated by a major payday, could be incentivized to produce. A third to fourth round pick is the projection for Minnesota running back David Cobb. The U of Minnesota. Jerry in Plainfield, welcome to the score. Who is your guy?
My guy is Nebraska running back Amir Abdullah.
Nebraska running back Amir Abdullah. Also listed as a return specialist, 5'8 and 3/4, 205 pounds. Strengths?
Bumpy patches.
Very good musculature, especially in the upper body. Sudden mover, very good stop-start acceleration and quickness in the hole to make the first tackler miss. Patient vision, sets up blocks, drives his legs on contact. Efficient open field runner, low center of gravity, can bounce off and spin out of tackles. Subtle and nifty to create in the open field, can line up in the slot and field kicks. Extremely productive, 42.5-inch vertical jump, 10-foot-10-inch broad jump, 3.95-second 20-yard shuttle, and a 6.79-second 3-cone, all best among running backs. 24 bench press reps, equivalent to nearly twice his weight. It's like an insect. Weaknesses.
He's kind of dead also.
Thin-boned.
That is a weakness.
Ankles and wrists, lacks ideal height, minimal inside running power, tiptoes between the tackles with modest finishing strength, does not run square to the line or consistently accelerate to and through contact.
I envision a guy actually tiptoeing through the defensive line
while playing the ukulele. Lacks top-end gear to kick into overdrive and pull away from defenders, gets tracked from behind, limited blocking strength, thin-waisted, lacks lead in his pants to anchor. Well, it could be lead in his pants. I'm assuming it's lead. He lacks lead in his pants to anchor. Has small
so
hands.
He's very top heavy.
And ball security has
right,
been an
Dan?
Issue. Yes. A shifty change of pace slasher, most ideally suited for a role as a returner and complementary back, Abdullah lacks the elite speed that makes small back special. Must learn how to protect the football more securely. Capable of producing a joystick highlight film. Given his vision, burst, and acceleration, greatest immediate value will be in the return game and as a weapon in the passing game. Second to third round pick is the grade they have on Nebraska running back.
I have a question.
Abdullah. Yeah.
Did you guys do Randy Gregory? I've been working all week, so I've been able to listen.
We haven't yet.
Okay, good.
Apparently, he's sliding, though. He's out sliding down the razor blade of life. Greg in Lamont, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is Leonard Williams, DN/D-tackle, USC.
I will say what I like about this year. We are getting to all the top-end guys. This is nice.
Don't we usually? Or
I don't know if we do or not.
Well, there's always that one guy that calls. He's somebody's relative.
Right.
Yeah.
Leonard Williams, 3-technique, 5-technique, 6'4 and 5'8, 302 pounds. Strengths.
It's been a rejuvenance of me.
can play the piano and line up anywhere along. It means he can like move up and down the keys. Can line up anywhere along a defensive front and be disruptive, mismatching offensive guards with quickness and tackles with power and athletic ability.
Gifted with the oboe.
Scheme diverse, productive despite three different schemes caused by coaching changes. Moves extremely well for a big man. Plays with outstanding balance and body control to slip through gaps. Strong and powerful to rip, tug, and cross the face of blockers. Terrific instincts to feel blocking pressure. Alert to sniff out screens. Outstanding grip strength to lock out, press, and control blockers. Consistently barrels into the backfield and corrals backs with his long arms. Yes, I'll take one of those, please. Gets underneath the pads of blockers, can generate speed to power. Plays with abandon, keeps legs working to the quarterback. Fighting through congestion and displaying a multitude of pass rush moves. Chases down backs to the perimeter. Opportunistic clutch player with outstanding all-around production. Physically and mentally tough, will play through injuries. Weaknesses.
Less pay, more money.
Will play tall at times, could stand to play with more consistent knee bend and hip roll. Is a bit underdeveloped in the upper body, has a history of shoulder injuries, could stand to continue refining his pass rush repertoire and understanding the art of the rush. Motor does not always run hot. His future, a big, strong, disruptive interior force with the ability to dominate wherever he lines up, coveted as an interior disruptor and an interior designer, and a power end, could give creative coordinators a very versatile mismatch piece to feast on opposing offensive lines. Capable of fitting in a one-gap or two-gap scheme, his best football is still ahead of him, has immediate impact potential, instantly upgrades a defensive line, should be a Pro Bowl regular in short time, is the highest graded player in this year's draft, and worthy of the top overall pick. Nolan Naraki projects him as a top 10 cinch, and that is USC's defensive tackle slash end, Leonard Williams.
Hey, real quick here, Dan. There's a story just came out on Twitter from the Tennessean.
Yes.
The sixth member of the University of Tennessee football team, the sixth member, has been accused since last fall of sexual assault.
Oh, six. Okay. Lovely.
This time it's wide receiver Von Pearson. An incident that happened between 3 and 4 o'clock this morning. There was an alleged sexual assault off campus. The victim went to the library to report that there was an incident that occurred, and police were called. She was taken to the hospital at 6 a.m., and the investigation was turned over to Knoxville police.
How much better than Tallahassee police? Joe in Eugene, Oregon, is on the score. Who's your guy?
My guy is Tony Washington, outside linebacker from the University of Oregon.
Washington.
All right, Tony Washington, a strong side linebacker, 6'3 and 5'8", 247 pounds. Strengths.
Harass out of the gate quickly.
Good length and bend, fluid mover with good agility, change of direction, and short area burst. Long second step to get upfield and challenge the edge. Very book smart. And we're done with strengths, and that tells me, uh-oh.
That's it?
Weaknesses.
Here comes harass.
Not damn time. Developing instincts. Not a nuanced pass rusher. Posted the slowest 60-yard shuttle of any player at the combine.
Who's this guy?
Wait.
Might be me.
Also,
Dave Miska.
Also bench pressed only 17 reps.
Yep, that's
of
me.
10 pounds.
That's me.
The fewest of any outside linebacker. Lacks weight room strength and functional football playing strength.
And has never played football, ever.
Soft anchor, can be rooted out of holes.
Is 7.
Measured 21.4% body fat at the combine, the highest of any linebacker. So we've got slow, weak, and fat so far.
Young, though.
The summary, a long-limbed, flexible, smooth, cuddly and adorable pass rusher who looks like he's gliding coming off the edge. His game and his body are still very underdeveloped, but has enough pass rush talent to warrant a developmental opportunity. He's listed as a priority free agent.
What's his name?
Tony Washington.
Washington.
Bad.
Jeez.
All right. More to come. Somebody drops off, you jump on 312-644-6767. Who's your guy on the score?
The score
Chicago's number one sports station. It's Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9. The Spiegel and Golf Show 9 a.m. to 1. Afternoons with Boers and Bernstein 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. The official radio home for White Sox baseball. And most of all,